no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 6th day of August. Welcome, everyone. How are you doing? Just sit with that for a second. Just take a second. Summarize it in one word. One word. How are you doing right now? Whatever you're doing right now. I know a lot of you listen while you do other activities, and I get that. As a big girl with ADHD, I often have to do something else to stimulate and engage my brain. But no matter what you're doing, just stop for just a second. Let's take a deep breath together. Let's inhale together. And let's hold it. And then just let it go. The crazier you sound in the exhale, the better you feel. Life can be hard. Life is hard. Adulting, that's hard stuff right there. But no matter where you are, and no matter what you're doing, just let go of whatever it is that you might be holding on to in this moment that would keep you from being fully present right here in this moment to allow God to speak to your heart. Today we're beginning and ending the book of Zephaniah, reading chapters 1 through 3. This week we're reading the New Living Translation. We're going to jump in and read the book, and then we'll talk about the book together. Zephaniah chapter 1. The Lord gave this message to Zephaniah when Josiah, son of Amon, was king of Judah. Zephaniah was the son of Cushai, son of Gedaliah, son of Amariah, son of Hezekiah. I will sweep away everything from the face of the earth, says the Lord. I will sweep away people and animals alike. I will sweep away the birds of the sky and the fish in the sea. I will reduce the wicked to heaps of rubble, and I will wipe humanity from the face of the earth, says the Lord. I will crush Judah and Jerusalem with my fist and destroy every last trace of their Baal worship. And I will put an end to all the idolatrous priests, so that even the memory of them will disappear. For they go up to the roofs and bow down to the sun, moon, and stars. They claim to follow the Lord, but then they worship Molech too. And I will destroy those who used to worship me, but now no longer do. They no longer ask for the Lord's guidance or seek my blessings. Stand in silence in the presence of the sovereign Lord, for the awesome day of the Lord's judgment is near. The Lord has prepared his people for a great slaughter and has chosen their executioners. On that day of judgment, says the Lord, I will punish the leaders and princes of Judah and all those following pagan customs. Yes, I will punish those who participate in pagan worship ceremonies and those who fill their master's houses with violence and deceit. On that day, says the Lord, a cry of alarm will come from the fish gate and echo throughout the new quarter of the city. And a great crash will sound from the hills. Wail in sorrow, all you who live in the market area, for all the merchants and traders will be destroyed. I will search with lanterns in Jerusalem's darkest corners to punish those who sit complacent in their sins. They think the Lord will do nothing to them, either good or bad. So their property will be plundered, their homes will be ransacked. They will build new homes, but never live in them. They will plant vineyards, but never drink wine from them. That terrible day of the Lord is near. Swiftly it comes, a day of bitter tears, a day when even strong men will cry out. It will be a day when the Lord's anger is poured out, a day of terrible distress and anguish, a day of ruin and desolation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, a day of trumpet calls and battle cries. Down go the walled cities and the strongest battlements. Because you have sinned against the Lord, I will make you grope around like the blind. Your blood will be poured into the dust, and your bodies will lie rotting on the ground. Your silver and gold will not save you on that day of the Lord's anger, for the whole land will be devoured by the fire of his jealousy. He will make a terrifying end of all the people on earth. Gather together, yes, gather together, you shameless nation. Gather before judgment begins, before your time to repent is blown away like chaff. Act now, before the fierce fury of the Lord falls, and the terrible day of the Lord's anger begins. Seek the Lord, all who are humble, and follow his commands. Seek to do what is right, and to live humbly. Perhaps even yet the Lord will protect you from his anger on that day of destruction. Gaza and Ashkelon will be abandoned, Ashdod and Ekron torn down. And what sorrow awaits you, Philistines, who live along the coast and in the land of Canaan, for this judgment is against you too. The Lord will destroy you until not one of you is left. The Philistine coast will become a wilderness pasture, a place of shepherd camps and enclosures for sheep and goats. The remnant of the tribe of Judah will pasture there. They will rest at night in the abandoned houses in Ashkelon. For the Lord their God will visit his people in kindness and restore their prosperity again. I have heard the taunts of the Moabites and the insults of the Ammonites, mocking my people and invading their borders. Now as surely as I live, says the Lord of heaven's armies, the God of Israel, Moab and Ammon will be destroyed. Destroyed as completely as Sodom and Gomorrah. Their land will become a place of stinging nettles, salt pits, and eternal desolation. The remnant of my people will plunder them and take their land. They will receive the wages of their pride, for they have scoffed at the people of the Lord of heaven's armies. The Lord will terrify them as he destroys all the gods in the land. Then nations around the world will worship the Lord, each in their own land. You Ethiopians will also be slaughtered by my sword, says the Lord. And the Lord will strike the lands of the north with his fist, destroying the land of Assyria. He will make its great capital, Nineveh, a desolate wasteland, parched like a desert. The proud city will become a pasture for flocks and herds, and all sorts of wild animals will settle there. The desert owl and screech owl will roost in its ruined columns, their calls echoing through the gaping windows. Rubble will block all the doorways, and the cedar paneling will be exposed to the weather. This is the boisterous city, once so secure. I am the greatest, it boasted. No other city can compare with me. But now look how it has become an utter ruin, a haven for wild animals. Everyone passing by will laugh in derision and shake a defiant fist. What sorrow awaits rebellious, polluted Jerusalem, the city of violence and crime. No one can tell it anything. It refuses all correction. It does not trust in the Lord or draw near to its God. Its leaders are like roaring lions hunting for their victims. Its judges are like ravenous wolves at evening time, who by dawn have left no trace of their prey. Its prophets are arrogant liars seeking their own gain. Its priests defile the temple by disobeying God's instructions. But the Lord is still there in the city, and he does no wrong. Day by day, he hands down justice, and he does not fail. But the wicked show no shame. I have wiped out many nations, devastating their fortress walls and towers. Their streets are now deserted. Their cities lie in silent ruin. There are no survivors, none at all. I thought, surely they will have reverence for me now. Surely they will listen to my warnings. Then I won't need to strike again, destroying their homes. But no, they get up early to continue their evil deeds. Therefore, be patient, says the Lord. Soon I will stand and accuse these evil nations, for I have decided to gather the kingdoms of the earth and pour out my fiercest anger and fury on them. All the earth will be devoured by the fire of my jealousy. Then I will purify the speech of all people so that everyone can worship the Lord together. My scattered people who live beyond the rivers of Ethiopia will come to present their offerings. On that day, you will no longer need to be ashamed, for you will no longer be rebels against me. I will remove all proud and arrogant people from among you. There will be no more haughtiness on my holy mountain. Those who are left will be the lowly and humble, for it is they who trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel will do no wrong. They will never tell lies or deceive one another. They will eat and sleep in safety, and no one will make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. For the Lord will remove his hand of judgment and will disperse the armies of your enemy. And the Lord himself, the King of Israel, will live among you. At last your troubles will be over, and you will never again fear disaster. On that day, the announcement to Jerusalem will be, "Cheer up, Zion. Don't be afraid. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. I will gather you who mourn for the appointed festivals. You will be disgraced no more. And I will deal severely with all who have oppressed you. I will save the weak and helpless ones. I will bring together those who were chased away. I will give glory and fame to my former exiles, wherever they have been mocked and shamed. On that day, I will gather you together and bring you home again. I will give you a good name, a name of distinction among all the nations of the earth, as I restore your fortunes before their very eyes. I, the Lord, have spoken."
Okay. It's another one of those days where we begin a book and we end a book on the same day. This book of Zephaniah, the language is not much different than what we have heard from the other minor prophets and major prophets. The biggest difference in the language of the book of Zephaniah is this term called the Day of the Lord, or it could be said a day of judgment, as we read today. This speaks of both the judgment of God and the salvation of God. This prophetic message is coming to Judah and surrounding nations because of the same sins that are happening that God has reminded them through prophet after prophet after prophet. And those things, those sins that God commanded at the very beginning with great emphasis, is idolatry and injustice. And as we are learning, it's taken a long time for me to learn this message and this theme throughout the Bible. As we are learning, the restoration of God can come. It does come. It will come. But it does not come until there is a humble heart. And it's not just words. Words do not suffice with God because he knows the condition of our hearts. The heart he created He knows. We cannot fool him. And so we all want the restoration. We all want the resurrection. We want it without the crucifixion. We all want the renewing, the brand new, make it brand new. It cannot come without the death first. The death, which represents the sacrifice of the animal that we have learned about through this Mosaic law, that we're like, why does God enjoy animal slaughtering and burning of fatty flesh? That's not the point. The point is, that's a tedious, difficult, hard process to go through. And it does not come until there's an awareness of our own actions, a humbling. And so the practice of sacrifice for the atonement of sin is so that the people do it enough, they'll remember their sin the next time they go to sin and not do it. The people have now abandoned the sacrifice and have gone straight for the rituals, the celebrations, the festivals, the drink wine and have good music and dance and have plenty of food and celebrate. And God did call for those things, but without the admission of sin, without the recognition, the awareness, without the repenting of the heart, we're just having another party. We're just having another celebration to feel good about ourselves and call it the work of God. Nobody wants judgment. Nobody wants to face the actions. We want to pray it away. We want to claim it away. We want to claim the avoidance of the actions, the consequence of our own sin. We can rebuild on top of building, on top of building, on top of building. If the foundation is crap, that's coming to a fast crumble. We have to get the foundation stable, sturdy. We have to get the soil good. God, in his mercy, is sending prophet after prophet to remind the people, you can either turn or I will turn you. You have a choice. You can come back, but I will keep my word if you don't. And that is not an angry God. That is a just God and a good Father. Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your reach, your embrace, your love and your mercy that stops us. That stops us from our recklessness. That stops us from our sin if we are open and willing and surrendered to your voice, to your ways, and to your heart. You know our heart. We can hide nothing from you. Have your way in our surrendered hearts, I pray. And I pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible. That is home base. That is the free app. That's where anything you want to know about the Daily Audio Bible, that's where you find it out. We are celebrating 20 years of Daily Audio Bible. So today is a celebration. Today is the 20th time, August the 6th, has been read on the Daily Audio Bible. And as we continue this celebration throughout this year, we're giving back to you in different ways. And so Brian and I released a song that is straight from the book of Job. We did this together. This is a first for us, and we thank you so much for embracing the creative endeavors that brought us together, that God is redeeming in this season of our lives. So, blessed be the name that has released for you to grab, I believe, on iTunes, and in just a couple weeks it will be available everywhere. We also released yesterday, I had to think about what today is, yesterday our 20th anniversary reserve blend, Southern Pecan Coffee. This is a first for the Daily Audio Bible, and it is a good first. It's really delicious coffee, so you can be a part of the 20th year celebration. And we are celebrating because, boy, there have been some things torn down in this story of ours in these 20 years. Great pain has been endured in our stories in this process. It has not all been good. It has not all been celebratory, as most things behind the scenes are not. But we are grateful that through the help of a lot of therapists and a lot of therapy, we are able to share some of that journey with all of you, and to be here now, and to be in a place where we can talk about the healing and the newness that has come as the old is gone and the new has come. So we thank you for your grace and your safety with our vulnerability, because that's really scary. And we are grateful to be able to share that so that each of you, in some capacity, know that you are not alone. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not make this journey without you, and we are ever grateful that we don't have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or you can utilize the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you'd like to share what you believe God has answered prayer through the prayers of this community, several different ways for you to do that. 800-583-2164. There is a 2-minute limit on the prayer line. Or you can utilize the app again, hit the red circle button. When you're finished, hit submit, turn that wheel to chronological, and it will get to the right place. That's it for me. I'm Jill. I love you all. Until tomorrow, love one another.
Hey, Dabsy family. This is Teresa. Oh, man. First of all, thank you. Thank you so much, Jill, for doing what you're doing. Thank you so much, Brian, for doing what you're doing. I love Daily Audio Bible in general, and I find I'm listening to this reading a little more. So quickly to my prayer request. I have some things that I need to work out. I feel like my relationship with the Lord is complicated. Really complicated. And I know it's probably simple, but there are some spots that are hurting, and I'm trying to get healing, and I'm trying to do all the right things. And yeah, it's just complicated. So if you guys could lift me up, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Hi, this is Nancy from Texas, and I'm asking for everybody to pray for my niece, Amy, in Minnesota, who is only 42, has two young girls going into kindergarten and second, but has been fighting cancer for the last 2 years. It has spread to her brain, and she has had radiation done twice. The first time it removed 21 spots. The second time, just a week ago, it was 31 spots. So we need everybody to pray that Amy's brain cancer will be totally gone. The Lord, I know, will cure her. And I know from listening to Daily Audio Bible Chronological, all of you guys out there, your prayer warriors, she needs our prayers. Her and her family need our prayers. So thank you all very, very much. And I appreciate it, and I look for God's miracle that when she goes again now in 5 weeks, that all of her spots on her brain will be gone. The chemo and things that she's had to do have been very hard on her and hard for her to take care of her kids. Both her mom and her mother-in-law have been helping out. So thank you all, and God bless you all and answer all of your prayers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Lydia from Lincoln, Kansas, and I was wanting to request prayer for my brother Sam, who had prostate cancer surgery on May the 6th, and he's had at Mayo Clinic, and he's had complications, and he's having to have another surgery today to correct the scar tissue from the first surgery. Please pray that everything will be okay. And thank you again for putting God's word out there for everyone in the world and the Herring family. Thank you so much. And please keep remembering our daughter Susie, that she will be delivered from everything she needs to be delivered from. And our grandchildren, Stephen, Gabriel, Jasmine, Philip, they will draw near to Jesus and let him have his way in their lives. And Monica and Brendan, who are the parents, help them as they carry loads. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, DABC family. This is Diana from Florida, and I want to pray for the green thumb from Nebraska, whom called in about her grandson's mother and all the difficulties that she's had with a toxic relationship that she's finally left, and them figuring out how she can be reconciled to her grandson, or in this case to her son, which would be the Green Thumb's grandson. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up Adina into your hands, God. This young lady has been through a lot. She found a relationship that to her might have seemed promising, but in the end was void and empty. It ended up being toxic and abusive. And by your grace, O Lord God, she made her exit from that relationship. I pray, Lord God, that as the fallout of this occurs and she has to navigate the difficulties of grief, that you, O Lord, would reach her right in her most difficult hour and moments, that you would remind her that she is loved and that she is known by you, and that your biggest desire for her is for her to have a strong relationship with you and to be saved. I pray that in the name of Jesus, she would come to the feet of Jesus Christ in humility and complete repentance, and that through that, O Lord God, she would also repent to her own son for her behavior towards him and leaving him abandoned. Lord God, I pray that this relationship would be reconciled and that everything would be well. In Jesus' name, amen.